Lesson 4.3 Reading. Last words. There are around 6,000 living languages in the world, and at least half of those are in danger. In every part of the world, languages are disappearing. In fact, one scientist has said that languages are in more danger of extinction than birds or mammals. Professor Steve Sutherland of the University of East Anglia calculated that in the past 500 years 4.5% of languages have died out compared with 1.3% of birds and 1.9% of mammals. Languages come and go, and thousands have done exactly that without leaving any trace. Only a very few Basque, Greek and Latin among them have lasted more than 2,000 years. But it seems that the pace of their disappearance is becoming quicker. The Ethnologue, a database of all the languages spoken in the world, claims that 417 languages are spoken by so few people that they are in the final stages of becoming extinct. There is one living speaker of Luo in Cameroon, and a handful of people that speak the Sami Pite language in Sweden and Norway. If very few people speak a language, it will probably die out. Languages may be lost through migration, as people move from small rural communities to urban centers, or when environments are destroyed by the search for oil or wood. Natural disasters can also devastate populations, and along with them, their language, like the speakers of the Polohi language in Maluku, Indonesia. Only 50 survived after an earthquake and tidal wave some years ago. Governments also play a role in the extinction of languages. The need to establish official languages for a country to educate its children, conduct its political affairs and carry out its business had a disastrous effect on many small languages. What is lost if a language is lost? Some people argue that languages die as the human race evolves. Obviously, there could be great benefits if everyone in the world spoke the same language. Some industries already reflect this, with English essential for pilots and air traffic controllers. But there are more important things than convenience. As languages are lost, whole ways of life and knowledge may be lost along with them. Put simply, language expresses something about identity, about our place in the world. Ani Rahihai, a Maori teacher in New Zealand's North Island, sums it up: if you grow up not speaking your language, you won't know who you are. From 50 Facts That Should Change the World - by Jessica Williams.